Good morning, and welcome to the Hotelis City Express second quarter 2017 earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note, this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Jane Searle from MBS Value Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Hotelis City Express's second quarter 2017 results were released yesterday after market close. The company's earnings release can be found on Hotelis' website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hotelis City Express, Mr. Paul Smith, CFO, Mr. Santiago Parra, Corporate Finance Director, and Mr. Santiago Mayoral, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Vice President. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Smith will present the company's financial results. We will then open for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss City Express second quarter results. In a better-than-expected first half of the year, underpinned by uncertainty dissipation and robust economic fundamentals strengthening, our investment thesis in Mexico and LATAM of Hotelis City Express continues to record very good results. That being said, and taking into account that perception of the macroeconomic risk of Mexico has receded, drivers for the hospitality sector such as consumption, exports, trade, services, and industry activities continue to strong performance. Geographically, the northern border corridor, the Bajío corridor, and metropolitan areas in Mexico present consistent economic dynamism, while the Gulf Corridor has stabilized and presents RevPAR annual growth for the first time in the last 18 months. We continue to focus our growth in terms of new model hotels across the regions with diverse economic drivers underpinned by a pricing strategy that is tailored for each property. Reaching 128 hotels to this date, since the beginning of the year, we opened four new units and an expansion to our existing hotel in Mérida. Two managed and franchise hotels are the City Express Celaya Galerías and City Express Junior San Luis Potosí. Two co-investments, City Express Altamira and City Express Junior Puebla Angelópolis, and our brand new 100% owned property, which is the City Express Puerto Vallarta that already has its first guest today. Internationally, we are ramping up our properties in Bogota and Chile with our model in Medellin due to open towards the third quarter of the year. On another note, our commercial efforts continue to bear fruit as we push ADR growth to increase asset productivity. For the second quarter, we achieved RevPAR growth of 11.5% at the chain level, supported by ADR gains of 15.8%. We expect the magnitude of the RevPAR and ADR growth to moderate as this strategy unfolds, closing the gap in occupancy experienced in the first quarter. In addition, around one-third of our inventory is still in ramp-up, representing potential for future growth, even as we boost productivity at the individual hotel level. Turning to our financial performance, total revenues grew more than 22% with an adjusted EBITDA margin of over 33%. This highlights the effectiveness of our distribution platform and cost control efforts. Addressing future growth, our operating platform has capacity to scale the business and magnify efficiencies with minor increases in the cost base. Our cultural transformation efforts ensures we're delivering service excellence at the point of closest contact to the guests. With ongoing staff training and empowerment programs, our strategy enables staff to act quickly in the interest of our customers. The strength of our team is crucial to our success. In that regard, we recently appointed two new key executives that will continue their contribute their extensive knowledge and expertise to take the company into its next phase in the coming years. Chief Financial Officer Paul Smith will continue to support growth by the funding of new development, the optimization of our company's capital structure, as well as the evaluation and implementation of strategic alternatives for the company in the coming future. Additionally, Mateo Masal has joined Hotel City Express as Chief Operating Officer. He brings significant operational management expertise to the role and will be responsible for team building, maximizing efficiencies across the portfolio, and taking the cultural transformation process to its final implementation. Same cases as with the finance team, the COO will be supported by the expertise of a strong team across all operation levels. Looking ahead, our development plan is firmly on track to reach the opening of the 17 properties and the two expansions we announced at the beginning of the year. Of those, 11 properties will be under an owned or co-owned scheme, and 8 properties are under the management and franchise, under a management and franchise contract. Utilizing our cash position to create the most efficient capital structure remains a top priority, now more than ever, as our focus on maximizing returns has shown solid progress with global ROIC and growing quarter by quarter. We remain confident that these efforts, along with the use of technology, will see us consolidate our position as one of the best integrated platform for digital marketing, operation, and hotel distribution. We're focused on ensuring that our strong results continue in the second half of the year. Now, I will turn the call to our CFO, Paul Smith, who will provide further detail on our financial and operational performance. Paul, please.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. My comments are based on our second quarter 2017 results, which were prepared under IFRS. For the 3 months ended June 30th, strong operating and financial results reflected greater productivity across our chain, and we were pleased to again report higher RevPAR, a strategic priority for the company. Hoteles City Express had 125 hotels at the end of the second quarter, and more than 13,900 rooms in operation, up 15 and 14% respectively from the prior corresponding period. Occupied room nights were 10% higher and served more than 500,000 guests in the quarter. We had a total installed capacity of 1.26 million room nights, a rise of 14% on the same period in 2016. Chain-wide occupancy was 60.3%, reflecting the expansion of our chain while we raised our rates. While occupancy had a planned decline of 2 percentage points below last year figures, this is a far narrower gap than the last quarter and reflects greater precision in the execution of our pricing strategy. As a result, the top-line strength of our properties was sustained once again, with average daily rates close to 60% higher to 940 pesos. This reflected the success of our yield management strategy, which applies dynamic market data and our proprietary technology to ensure optimal room pricing. This supported RevPAR growth of 11.5% to 567 pesos from the same quarter a year ago. Our established properties, or those that have been in operations more than 36 months, recorded occupancy levels of 64.2% for the quarter. Lower occupancy for established hotels reflects our strategy to maximize the productivity of our room inventory as we charge higher rates. As such, established hotels had ADR growth of over 14% and RevPAR growth of 7.4% over the same period of last year. This represents RevPAR nearly 4% higher than our overall chain and underscores our ongoing growth potential. Regarding our financial results, Consolidated revenues were 22.5% higher than to 609 million pesos from a year earlier, driven by our ability to realize higher rates and an expansion in room nights. The company posted a rise of almost 24% in operating income to 111 million pesos, while adjusted EBITDA was up more than 20% to almost 202 million pesos. Operating income and adjusted EBITDA margins were 18.2% and 33.1% respectively, even as our hotel chain grew 14.7%. Operating costs and expenses rose almost 22% as we opened 16 new properties over last year, though this metric remains below the rate of revenue growth. As Luis mentioned, our operating company has the capacity to support a larger base of inventory with similar cost base, and we expect SG&A to show scalability in the coming months. Financial expenses rose to 57 million pesos from a prior period as we utilized credit lines for new projects, reduced our cash position by 30% year over year, and interest rates have gone higher. Nonetheless, the company's financial position remains solid, underpinned by a pristine risk hedging discipline. Same as in the first quarter of 17, this quarter we present a non-comparable 19 million expense related to unrealized expenses due to the hedging of 6% of our debt denominated in U.S. dollars. It is worth mentioning that the expense is 100% compensated with a decrease in the U.S. denominated debt on our balance sheet. Now, talking about the balance sheet. At the end of the quarter, we had 1.4 billion pesos in cash and equivalents, a near 25% reduction from December 16, reflecting hotel development and amortization of credit lines during the first half of the year. We remain focused on increasing our balance sheet efficiency and capital structure to increase ROIC, closer to our target range between 12 to 14% levels at which our established properties portfolio already operates. Our financial debt is around 2.5 billion pesos, and we are current in all commitments. The company debt remains mainly long-term, with only 195 million pesos due in the next 12 months. Our total indebtedness, we hold approximately 155 million pesos denominated in U.S. dollars, hedged with a cash position for the same magnitude. Net debt at the end of June was just over 1.1 billion pesos. Overall, our financial position enables us to comfortably realize our development plans as we focus on boosting profitable growth and economies of scale. Helped by our robust demand drivers, our unique brand proposition, and a state-of-the-art digital strategy, we are confident of continued success for the second half. Thank you for your attention. Operator, we can start the Q&A.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question comes from Alan Macias with Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I just have two questions. The first one is if you can share with us at this point in time, just looking forward for the end of the year, if you're going to target ending or having 15 new hotels during the year, or you're going to target a more aggressive development or opening of hotels more towards the 20 new hotels. And the second question is, are you still financing hotel developments with 50% debt, 50% equity? Is that correct? Thank you.
Thank you. No, we are planning for 17 new properties and two additional expansions of current hotels. One was Merida and Monterrey Airport is the second one, which is under construction already, the expansion. So yes, we are going with the original plan of 17 new properties. Now, in terms of financing, I'm going to turn the word to Paul.
Hi. Yes, the strategy remains that we fund properties first at 45% loan to cost value, and then we refinance at 50-50 loan to value once the property is concluded.
Great. Thank you.
The next question comes from Marimar Torreblanca with UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the call. Two questions. The first one is, you mentioned that as comps get tougher, growth will moderate in your ADR front. Can you tell us what level of ADR growth are you expecting for, let's say, the rest of the year and perhaps next year, given this softening of the comps? And the second one is, given the scale that you're reaching this year, how can we expect your growth model to change next year and in, over the medium term? And what I mean by this is, how fast do you think we could see a switch towards a more asset-light business model, if that is your plan at all?
Well, when we say moderate in the second semester, what's happening is that we started a plan, a quite aggressive yield management program in the second quarter, in the second portion of last year. That it means the second semester. So we started to increase rates aggressively during that semester. Therefore, the comparison of rate of the second semester of 17 versus 16 is going to be of a lesser degree. Is probably not going to be in the 15 and 16% increase in rate, because we had already increased rates heavily in the last in the second semester of 2016. We are planning to get into a more moderation in the sense of keeping the pace at around 10% high single digit, lower 10%, but that doesn't mean that the revenues will diminish. It doesn't mean, it only means that probably that most surely our RevPAR is going to come through a reduction in the gap of occupancy that we lost a couple of points because of being so aggressive in the rate. So there will be no major changes in the current growth, but don't expect to be above that. That is more or less the answer. We are keeping the 11.5 to 12% as a ceiling, and we should be ranging in the, somewhere around 10% increase by the end of the year, which is very solid and well above the inflation of the year. Now, in terms of the program for next year, we will, as we have always mentioned, we will keep the pace. We are looking at a better environment. A less uncertain environment for Mexico and the economy. Therefore, we will keep the pace that we have mentioned in our previous conversations of close to 17 properties. Now, what is important to notice is that in this year, we will have, of the 17 properties, we will have about 7 properties which are under a franchise and management contract, and 11 are ours. Remember that most of the time when we grow, we have full control on the construction efforts of our own properties, co-owned and owned. So, and the mix for next year is somewhat similar. So we will continue with our program, with the ones that we have full control. And definitely our franchise partners are quite optimistic in following on with their investments. So you can take into account somewhere around 17, 18 properties for the next year.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful.
The next question comes from Jorel Guillotti with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I wanted to start out asking about the balance between pushing ADR and pushing occupancy. One thing that we notice is ADR was particularly strong for the total portfolio and for the stabilized portfolio. But looking at the stabilized portfolio, that strength seemed to have come on the back of lower occupancy. So you had occupancy declining 400 basis points year-on-year, and you had ADR growing 7% year-on-year for the stabilized portfolio. So as you were just mentioning that now you're looking to moderate the push of ADR, ADR growth. So what I was wondering, would that implicitly mean that we should expect an increase in occupancy going forward, or would it remain stable? And this is for the stabilized portfolio.
When you speak of ADR, ADR is the average daily rate, and it's an average of a lot of different rates that are being sold by many different channels. So what happens when you see a decrease in the occupancy rate is most of the times is, in this case, is that we are pushing hard for rates all across the board, and some of the market segments where we are pricing are more sensible to rate than others. So it is a matter of trial and error. And in some instances, it's some trial and error effort or action in some market segments. As you see, we are recovering from the first quarter of this year. We had about a decline in average day in occupancy of 3.6 points versus last year. So how many? 400 basis points in occupancy versus last year. And what we are doing in this quarter is we increased the rate 14% versus RevPAR increased 7% in the established hotels. So what's happening is it's really a minor impact, and we took the risk of increasing rate heavily, and we only got a hit of less than half a point. So that is what trial and error in this yield management exercise that we are implementing. That's what it happens. Now, we are correcting. Every day we're trying to be more specific and more detailed, property by property, market segment by market segment. And we feel comfortable that the reduction in occupancy in the end, what we're trying to do is that the product or the combination of occupancy and rate delivers a very strong increase in the RevPAR. So you don't have to bother, we don't have to bother too much about losing half a point. However, we are trying to be even more precise and perfect the model of yield management on each property so we can come out of the exercise with a better increase in the total sales of the company. That means increasing the RevPAR the most as we can. Again, the combination is what we have to play, and if in the established properties is the decline is of this sort, is really meaningful.
Got it. Thank you. And I actually have one more question, if I may. Looking at the hotel development page in your earnings release, the development pipeline did not change. I mean, it's 140 hotels that are there. But what we did notice was that there's a line that says that used to say we currently have more than 30 projects in different stages of development, and in this quarter it says currently we have more than 40 projects in different stages of development. So I was wondering if you can provide some color about those extra 10 projects that you wrote about.
These projects are mostly remodeling and refurbishing certain properties of our portfolio.
Okay.
Which is a constant. It's a constant effort from now on.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question comes from Jorge Huerta with JBM. Please go ahead.
Hi, Luis, Paul, and both Santiago's. My question is, why does the selling and administrative expenses increase so much during the quarter?
Hi, Jorge. This is Paul Smith. Thank you very much for the question. The reason behind that was some temporary expenses that were not corresponding to the same period of last year. So if we look at the accumulated numbers, you will see that they make perfect sense with the growth in income. So again, it was just simple, temporary effect for this quarter.
Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations on the results.
Thank you.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for your attention. Please feel free to contact us for any other questions or any comments. Thank you again, and have a nice day.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.